Rejecka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg up to 25, Mbombela 24, and Polokwane a high of 27 degrees.
So in Parktown on the M1 northbound, slow moving traffic towards the Oxford Road exit, and that collision in Buccleuch on the N1 northbound at the Buccleuch interchange. All lanes are open, but traffic is moving slowly.
In your sport, Mamelodi Sundowns and Esperance of Tunisia to lock horns in the CAF Champions League tonight, and the World Anti-Doping Agency will launch an independent review after 23 Chinese swimmers tested positive for a banned substance.
We start in the Johannesburg CBD, where members of the Marshalltown Fire Justice Campaign plan on marching to the offices of the Gauteng Premier and the Joburg Mayor. It's almost 8 months since 76 people died in the fire that engulfed the Usindisa building.
The march is part of our ongoing campaign to demand decent, affordable, and of course, free accommodation and public housing for the people of the city and indeed across the entire province, starting with the survivors of the fire.
Coordinator of the Marshalltown Fire Justice Campaign says they plan on gathering at the Usindisa building in this hour. Swiss food giant Nestle has rejected accusations from an NGO that it added sugar to products in developing countries that it sold sugar-free in European markets. According to the report published last week, up to 4 grams of sugar has been added to all the Cerelac varieties tested in South Africa. But as Mangalisa Kumalo reports, Nestle says there is no double standards.
Nestle issued a statement late yesterday. It says while cereals for infants and young children are available with and without added sugars in many parts of the world, it is in a process of phasing out added sugars worldwide in products for children older than 1 year. In its report, Public Eye cited the Cerelac brand of flour-based cereals for 6-month-olds, which it said had more than 5 grams of sugar per portion in Ethiopia and 6 grams in Thailand, while it had none in Germany or Britain. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana says a complete structural overhaul and better accountability and transparency needed to restore the public's trust in financial institutions. He spoke at the Reserve Bank yesterday during the launch of the Corporate Deposit Insurance. This scheme will protect the deposits of qualifying bank customers.
Global trends, especially post-2008, show a marked decline in trust towards financial regulations. To counteract this, we must adopt a regulatory framework that is as dynamic and proactive as the financial sector itself.
To America, where more college campuses have brought in measures to prevent occupations by pro-Palestinian protesters. Police have carried out large-scale arrests at various universities, at times using chemical irritants and tasers to disperse protests over Israel's war with Hamas. Thousands of people gathered at universities in LA, Boston, and Austin through the night. And wine production worldwide has experienced its biggest fall in more than 60 years because of extreme climate changes. The International Organization of Vine and Wine says droughts, fires, and other problems with climate have led to the worst global grape harvest since 1961. Harvests in South Africa are down by more than 10%. Australia and Italy suffered the worst. Spain lost more than a fifth of its production. And in case you're wondering, the Portuguese, the French and the Italians remain the world's biggest wine drinkers per capita. I'm Khada de Suzan and you're with me se optog in Johannesburg oor 'n tekort aan behuising.
Excuse what? Who? Where?
Wat er een van haar sinne is jy stel jy belang in.
Divine, get to the point.
Yes, so the first sentence contains the fact that it is the global harvest of wine production is
fast
down.
Forward. Who
is
drinks
down.
The most wine?
The Portuguese, Italians.
The French, and the Italians.
That obviously didn't come here.
In the French, Acville, don't it? Yeah. Mm. There are certain, I can't say what brand or what alcohol, but there's a certain alcohol brand that is distributed in southern Africa.
Yes.
And I met the owner.